Hi, is that Rishi?
Hello.
Hi, Rishi. This is Anita from Outspark, a career services platform, part of the Times of India group. Is it a good time to connect with you right now?
Yes.
Great. I see you just checked your resume score with us today. Are you looking for a job change right now or just updating your resume?
Actually, I was just going through my resume, like what all things I can change and going through. Basically, I'm going through my resume.
Got it, Rishi. You have 10 years of experience, right?
Yes. I have basically 8.2 years of experience, not 10. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Rishi. What kind of roles are you targeting?
Kind of lead software engineer or...
Lead roles, got it. Thanks, Rishi. Are you aware of ATS, the applicant tracking system, and how it impacts your resume?
Actually, I'm aware. That's why I was trying to convert it, if possible.
That's smart, Rishi. Your resume scored 62.8 out of 100. Anything below 80 is poor for ATS. So even if you're qualified, ATS might be rejecting your resume. Are you getting enough relevant interview calls with this resume?
Yes, yes. Actually, I'm getting, that's but good to... I was trying to change the resume.
Makes sense, Rishi. Are these interview calls relevant to the lead software engineer roles you want?
Yes, yes.
Hey, are you still there?
Yes, yes. Actually, the calls which I'm getting for the interview, it's relevant to my job role only. Basically, it's related to lead software engineer only.
That's great to hear. Are you customizing your resume for every job to match keywords or using the same one for all applications?
Actually, I was using the same one for all the applications.
That might be why calls are fewer than you want. Your resume needs the right keywords for each job to pass ATS. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Your resume is like a magnet, Rishi. It must highlight skills and achievements as per the role and domain. Without the right keywords, ATS won't show your profile to recruit.